thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Eshedarel. Hello. Today we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about a very painful phenomenon. Israelis that decide to get up and leave, immigrate from Israel. And we'll try to take a deeper look at this phenomenon. Be with us, Yael, please. According to the Central Bureau of Statistics, 500,000 Israelis live overseas, and some estimates talk about more than 1 million. And throughout the years, we know that people left Israel for different reasons, because of the housing prices, because of security issues, because of academic reasons, they felt that they can't develop here. But lately, we see a new phenomenon, or an additional phenomenon, that people leave because they don't feel that they belong to this country. There's a survey that says that a third of the Jews would leave Israel if they could, meaning that to some extent they stay here against their own will. And on this show, we'd like to talk about this phenomenon. The analysis of this survey shows that there is a problem with the sense of identity, that people don't feel that they belong to this country, to this people, and it's an ever-growing problem. The connection to Israel isn't something that's of the obvious. Today we expect for the country to give us, and if it doesn't provide us with a good enough standard of living, we simply leave. And we know that it wasn't this way in the past. Things used to be much worse here, both economically wise and security wise, but people felt committed to stay here, meaning something happened to the sense of belonging, to the sense of our commitment to our country, to our people. And this is what I'd like to ask you about. Do you identify this phenomenon as well? And is it something that we should deal with, or is it something that'll pass? We have to start from the foundation. We're not a people. We are a collection of all the 70 nations of the world that lived in ancient Babylon, that felt that they're in a crisis. And compared with the rest of the solutions that the other nations that lived there had, that developed a certain form of correction towards the crisis that was felt in ancient Babylon, that everyone felt the ego, the rejection, the mutual hate, that they don't understand each other. But there were also those people who understood that the ego needn't stand in the way of their connection. And those people gathered from all over Babylon and gathered into a group, and they formed the people of Israel. Meaning, it's according to the ideological connection, having nothing to do with their biological connection. And this group existed as long as this ideological connection connected them as one man and one heart. And even though that the hate between them used to grow like in the rest of humanity, they rose above it and connected. As it says, love covers for all crimes. This was their mission. Now, over time, this connection fell apart. We call it the destruction of the temple. As it says, that the temple was destroyed because of unfounded hatred that broke out in that group called the people of Israel. And since then, we feel distanced from each other. There's no connection between us, but a natural remoteness. And furthermore, we don't want to be connected. Each of us is split on the inside in a way that he's always in favor and against Judaism, pro and con connection. I'm a Jew, I want to be like the nations of the world, I want to be like a Jew. All the time we have this inner split, because on the inside we have the foundations of these two states. The one is that we were like all the Babylonians, dispersed, like normal people. And the other state is that there's a point in us that says that I have to connect with the others and build a new humanity out of it, a new group. And so this inner split exists in every Jew. Yehudi, in Hebrew, coming from the word yichud, connection, that this is what they yearn for. And so to this day, so if we're talking about Jews all over the world, even though that thousands of years went by, we're talking about people that have an inner split that no one else has. Any other person in the world has an ordinary ego, and he lives according to that ego, and he ascribes himself with his nation. He has no problem with that. But we can't ascribe ourselves with our nation because it doesn't exist. It exists only when we're connected, even though that we're different. Biologically wise, each of us is different. Biologically, genetically wise, we're different. We come from the 70 nations of the world that lived back then in Babylon. You're talking about our 444 forefathers. Yeah, the genes are kept for thousands of years. And so, today, just like then, everywhere, there are such among us that are in favor of our connection, and there are those that fall from it into the ego, and they're against, so much against that they hate Judaism, they hate the Jew inside themselves and Jews in general more than the nations of the world, and we see it. Both Titus that conquered Jerusalem was a Jew. Torquemada, who was the main inquisitor, he was Jewish, and so on and so forth. And that's how it is for everyone, and not only individuals, but entire organizations that supported in bringing Hitler to power. There were American Jews that supported this, their organizations supported it, and so on. We see that a Jew can barely stay neutral. He's either against connection or in favor of connection. If he's against connection, he hates Judaism, he hates the people of Israel, like Source, like the left-wing American Jews today. There are many such examples in the world. And also there were many such examples throughout history. Like the Hellenists in the times of the Maccabees, and so on. Either they're in favor of connection, that the Jews have to connect, or one's against the connection. And therefore, we always see a struggle inside the person. He thinks that this way he can protect himself. So he escapes, he hides among the nations of the world. Maybe then they'll accept him as one of theirs. Even though that usually everyone identifies that this is a Jew, because there's something about that person that does not exist in an ordinary person, and it's felt. What exactly is it? No one can tell, but it's felt. And therefore, we're always in this inner swing, where to go, what to do, stay in Israel. What does the land of Israel give us today? It's not a land, and it's not Israel. The land of Israel is a holy place where the Jews live, that they have some kind of connection to something, to their origin. Their origin is connection. Love another as thyself. that they have to realize somehow that all of Israel are friends. I don't see that it's happening here. I myself, when I came to Israel, I was 28 years old. After I studied in the university, I was married with a two-year-old child. And when I came here, I remember that I was a big Zionist. And I remember how my Zionism, we're talking 45 years ago, started fading away. And were it not for the wisdom of Kabbalah that teaches why is it so, where did it go, that connection, our connection, if not for that, then I would do the same as my brother did with his family and my parents and other relatives of mine. I had many relatives here, dozens of people that immigrated from here to Canada. And I can't tell them anything. I have nothing to tell them. When I visit them, and sometimes they visit here, they understand why I'm here, because I found the method by which I live my life. I found my philosophy here, my approach to life. I want to live here ideologically wise. I have no other place in the world. But if not for this, I think I'd leave myself. What connects me to this place? Would I have to pay taxes for the government to have a wild time at my expense? An Israeli doesn't feel any connection to his people, to his nation. We're not being taught about the connection. The government teaches the people how to be disputed, because by that they can stay in power. But really, there's no justification to stay here. And when I'm in AIPAC or different such organizations in the United States that take care of Jews that leave Israel to live in America, and they want to get along there. There are many organizations there that take care of them, and they also invite me. And I lectured there 2 years ago, suppose. So I have nothing to tell them. I talked to them about anti-Semitism. So they said, don't worry, we'll get along. And all the rest, everything's fine. Security, no problem. Making a living, much better. The kids, they can go to the university, no problem. I had nothing to offer them or ask them about what did they lose by moving from Israel to there. Ideologically, didn't lose anything. In terms of Judaism, no. Society, no. Here, it's the same kind of society where everyone's against everyone. It's calmer to be there than here. So what can you say? I also talked and visited many of my friends in Berlin, and I have many students in Germany. I traveled to many places there, and I met them. I can't tell them that there it's worse than here. I think the things there are better in all aspects. I'd like to focus our talk on something a bit different. First of all, how do we bring these people back here? Obviously that economically wise, regarding security issues, things are probably much better there. Lately, I'm not so sure, but suppose there were many times when the economical state security issues were much worse. And until a few years ago, there was a feeling that regardless what your economical state is or what are the security issues, you feel committed to stay here. You feel that you belong here. And when people used to talk about those who immigrated from Israel, they were despised. Today, no longer our entire attitude and sense of belonging dissipated. And I'd like to understand where was the turning point, meaning not long ago it didn't exist, we did feel a sense of belonging to our country, to our people, and today no more. What happened? If 100 years ago people felt that they belonged to the people of Israel and to the land of Israel, and this is how it was for every Jew in the world, he felt that he's a Jew. Today, there's no such thing. At least when I grew up in a Jewish area, even though that it was in Russia. It was a Jewish area with lots of Judaism. My grandfather, he used to pray. He had a talit and tefillin, even though that I didn't get any Jewish education, but they collected money, charity, in order to send to Israel. And it was customary. In the 20th century, we lost all these roots that connected us to the land of Israel, to the people of Israel, emotionally wise. And even though that there are no pogroms like there used to be in Russia for hundreds of years, and maybe because there are no more pogroms, we're in a state that we feel no connection to Judaism, to the people of Israel. We see that the ego that grew among the people of Israel really rejects everyone. We don't like the people of Israel. It's not a nation that can show humanity some spiritual, exalted achievements or anything. No. These are different kinds of wheeler dealers, and that's it. Even the times that we were great scientists passed. No more. Today it's mainly about business. Who's a Jew? Doctor, lawyer, businessman. That's it. And in terms of our attitude, where did the sense of belonging go? What happened to our hearts that suddenly we disconnected from this feeling that we belong to something, that we belong here, because we consist of these two parts, our ego on the one hand, and on the other hand, that spark, that force that used to connect us together, and that force that connected us together versus the ego, it ascends or descends. There are times that it ascends a bit more and our ego descends and then we're a bit more connected. There are times when our ego ascends and we lose that sense of connection and then we no longer belong to the people of Israel or anything else. And then what happens, happens. We're not the people of Israel, we're simply, we used to be that way. Because Israel, it means that there is connection. If there's no connection, there's no people of Israel. And today, there are really many Jews, also Orthodox religious Jews that hate the state of Israel, that they think that no one should come to live here. There are those that live within Israel and hate the state of Israel, even though that they get all the benefits from the state of Israel. In short, we did not succeed. Even though that to begin with it was clear that we won't be able to build here neither a country nor a nation, because the method of how to do it that exists at our foundation is unknown neither to the secular part or the religious part of the nation, only to a few Kabbalists in the nation, and that's it. And therefore, only probably through great torments will we be able to reach a state where those Jews will be able to hear that they're Jews and what does it mean to be a Jew and how to connect between them, and how to bring ourselves to a state where we will, first and foremost, describe ourselves with the people of Israel, and from the people of Israel to the land of Israel, and then from the land of Israel to the state of Israel. It won't happen any other way. There's another argument that says that we live in a global world and the migration of people from place to place, it's natural, doesn't only happen here in Israel, meaning you're making an issue out of something that isn't. Untrue, because if for the nations of the world it's something natural, they don't have a point in their heart. They don't have a yearning for connection or a hate towards connection, and for them it's not important where to live, where the grass is greener. For us, it isn't so. We will find no rest anywhere until we connect. And therefore, we can look at all the nations, but we can't take an example from them. We have a mission, we have a long history that teaches us that if we didn't learn yet, then we'll have to learn in an even harder way, that we have to connect and to show the entire world how to connect, because the rest of the world simply can't, because they don't have these sparks of connection that the people of Israel have. Is this connection also related to Israel geographically? The land of Israel is also important. We can't do it in Uganda or Madagascar or some other place, or in some state in the U.S. Meaning that there is a problem, in your opinion, that people are leaving Israel. No, there's no problem. The problem is that we're not taught what does it mean to be a Jew. So as I said, there's this survey that says that a third of the Jews that live in Israel would prefer to leave Israel. I think that many more, but suppose a third. It also depends from which sector. We're talking less about the religious people, only 7% of the religious people. There are many more seculars that feel that way. But it's considered to be something very serious, severe, that people leave Israel. What's the problem? You don't have people to serve in the army and pay the taxes. What do I care about the country? The birth rate here is relatively high. There are relatively many Jews living here right now. Most of the Jews in the world are living here right now. And the question is there a problem with the leaving itself? No, no problem. I said the only problem is the education. If we don't teach the people of Israel what does it mean to be a Jew, there will be no Jews here, no state of Israel. Eventually we leave, and Bala Sulam writes about it, that we will leave this land. So eventually there is an existential problem, meaning that in time there can be a state, undoubtedly. Undoubtedly, we can't exist here for a long time. We got this state as an opportunity to build the nation of Israel in the land of Israel. The nation of Israel, it means that we're connected above our ego, truly connected to the point of being as one man and one heart. All of Israel are friends. If we're not drawn to it, if we don't build an educational system for this purpose, but we follow different interests of other groups, that the only thing that they care about is to drain the country as much as they can, then of course we exist here without, how to put it, any future. I live here because I feel that I'm like a tree, that my roots get everything that they need from the land, from the soil, that by this I develop my Torah, the method, my approach, the dissemination that I do. But without that, why live here? To curse the government every time? and the different parties and the different relations between the people that live here. Look what's going on the roads, in schools, everywhere. There's tremendous hatred, something that doesn't exist in any other country in the world. So why stay here? Only because there's anti-Semitism in other places. So I'll go to a place where there's less anti-Semitism. I'll go to a place where no one will know that I'm a Jew. What is the right kind of education? Is it to teach people Zionism? No, it has nothing to do with Zionism or anything else. And of course, it's unrelated to the modern kind of education and so on. What we need is the same education that we got from our very foundation, that Abraham established upon the great separation, and it says about it in the wisdom of Kabbalah that we have to connect ourselves in love above hatred, meaning above all rejections, disputes, as it says that love will cover for all crimes. This is the right education, and we have to learn how to do it and realize it. If we'll learn how to do it, we'll be able to exist. If we won't, then there will be no place for us neither here nor overseas. And this will make Israelis feel that they belong to this country? Yes, but first of all, it will cause him to feel that he belongs to the people of Israel, and then to the land of Israel, and then to the state of Israel. Only this way. If we don't teach people about the connection, they won't stay here. They won't feel that Israel is their country. People don't live here in order to pay taxes and go to the army. What do I need it for? Just in order to live here. So I'll live in some other place and I won't belong to anyone. And it'll happen. It will. And it won't help arming ourselves or anything else. But we're here because we still have an opportunity to build this. If we'll miss out on this opportunity, we'll leave it altogether. Dr. Leitman, our time's up. What should we take from this show? Only education for connection will help us build a nation, a land, and a country. Dr. Leitman, thank you very, very much. Thank you, Nitza. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.